The current development approach, right now, the repository system, which includes transportation, is relying very heavily on the use of the TAD, the Transportable Aging and Disposing, or and Disposal Canister, as the kind of the common theme that runs through all repository operations, from loading at the utilities to transportation to handling at the repository and ultimately disposal. The TAD is basically a welded canister that the utilities would load the fuel into. That welded canister goes into a transport overpack, which is then transported. It's taken out of the overpack at the repository and inserted into the waste package and then goes underground. But the fuel itself does not have to be handled again. And that's a very significant part of the overall design of the facilities and the capabilities at Yucca Mountain is centered around processing TADs more than bare fuel. We have received proposals for doing design work for TADs. We've not awarded any contracts. That's tied up in the procurement process right now. We're hoping that those contracts will be awarded fairly soon, certainly this year. We have the funding, even under the significant funding reduction we received in 08 to pursue that, and so there's an expectation that procurements of some TAD designs will proceed. The other big part of what's needed to have transportation infrastructure is the Nevada rail line. There is no rail line going to Yucca Mountain currently, and if you're going to use mostly rail as the transportation mode in Nevada, you've got to build a railroad. We issued a draft supplemental rail corridor environmental impact statement and a draft rail alignment environmental impact statement back in October of last year. We had a public comment period that ended in January of 2008, just this about a little over a month ago. We got, I believe it was about 1,800 comments on that process. That was through 8 public meetings, most of which were held in Nevada, one was held in California, and one in Washington, D.C. And as we get the comments in on the draft EIS, those will significantly guide what we look at and what we consider in terms of developing the final EIS. And again, we believe that the schedule for that, based on the funding we have this year, is being sufficient. We're looking at a June timeframe for having the final EIS, both for the rail corridor supplement and for the Nevada rail line alignment. Another thing that we're looking at, and I've been working with the NRC and others, and in the 2005 timeframe, a study was concluded by the National Academy of Sciences on the safety of spent fuel shipments in this country. And they concluded in their study that based on the 40 years of experience and over 3,000 actual shipments of spent fuel in this country, where there's never been a release of any contents, that overall the existing regulatory regime and requirements are sufficient to ensure safe transport. And yet there seems to be a lingering perception that spent fuel shipments are not safe. And so we've been drilling down a little bit, trying to understand what the issues and concerns are and see if there may be ways that we can more proactively address those. I went over to the Association of American Railroads and I got some input from them about what is the mix of hazardous material and what's the volume of hazardous material being moved around this country right now. Well, in 2006, which was the last data year that I could get from them, that they've compiled it, there were 225 billion ton miles of hazardous material moved in this country, and that includes all classes. But if you break it all down, the biggest hazmat category is flammable liquids, and that's just under 30% of a load. Class 9, which is miscellaneous, it picks up a whole range of cats and dogs, that's about 25%. Gases is about 23%. Corrosives is a fairly significant chunk, and if you go on around the hazmat category pie, you finally get around over here, just above poisons, is radioactive material, class 7. It's half of 1% of the overall volume of hazmat that's shipped. And interestingly, out of that half of 1% of overall hazmat, spent fuel is only 5% of that. And so the overall volume of spent fuel shipped in this country is exceedingly low. And some of the other hazards that have significantly larger volumes represent just as significant and perhaps more significant risks. Now, that's not to say that spent fuel is not a dangerous material. What that does say is the combination of mitigative actions that have been taken by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission in terms of their requirements for performance requirements for casks to move this material, the extraordinary measures that the transportation industry has taken to pay attention to these shipments, combined with the fact that there are very few of these, all of that combines to say that the overall risk associated with these shipments is one of the lowest of the significant hazardous materials that are out there.